I think your particular interest, Esther, is in prisons. Somewhere along the way, you got a personal glimpse of that, and it became an important issue for you to study and to act on in the world. What are your most recent actions related to reforming our penal system?
Well, it's kind of interesting. When I look back, my first contacts, even in college, were issues of interracial justice. This was long before the dramatic civil rights movement, but it was just the beginning after the Second World War of beginning to get affirmative action. That had originally been my area of concern, but then I was always interested in structures of power. When I began my doctoral work at Catholic University, I ended up looking at a woman's prison as primarily a structure of power. So in a way, it was kind of like one step removed. But when I actually had the opportunity to interview every woman with a felony conviction in the D.C., D.C. is interesting because it's both a federal prison, because D.C., everything you do, including jaywalking, in a sense, is a federal offense. And so it functioned kind of as a jail. Women's institutions take in women from an enormous number of backgrounds. But when I actually had personal contact with each woman interviewing them, also all of their records, and also the structures of the institution, including the staff and so forth, that whole world came alive to me. And, of course, with D.C., it still was heavily an issue of not only women but of race. It was really a transformative experience because I began to see the world from a perspective that, you know, coming out of an ordinary middle-class background, you don't see the world from the streets. You don't see the women who are surviving. And you also really don't see the prison system either. I mean, it's something other people are involved in. So that gave me, I think, the thrust to see how critical our prison system has been in the history of the United States. And what it also has done is made me go back historically and find out why we have the system we have, which is deeply, deeply involved in religious, in theologies, in slavery, in capitalism, in structures of power, and patriarchy. Now, that's a big picture, but you might say what I have been doing ever since that time was trying to understand, untangle, make changes, if possible, in this structure where now I don't think people realize one out of every 100 adults are under the correctional supervision of the state. That doesn't mean that they're literally in prison, but they have the kind of control that they could always be in prison. So if you're thinking of a country that's the country of freedom and you think we have under government control one out of every 100 adults, you really have to think. And then if you realize that for young black men, it's one out of every 7. So that shaped my life and what I've been trying to do.